the biggest grenades was tossed into the 2012 presidential race. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Don't care where you hail from, whatever nook and cranny, we got some great affiliates out there. This one is rattling the windows. President Obama declared unequivocally that he supports gay marriage. He said that on Wednesday. He became the first president actually to endorse a really explosive idea. Will it be expensive for him and cost him his home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Or will he raise a whole bunch of money, get a whole bunch of people excited about voting for him, and win the election on what is a polarizing issue to be sure? So, after pussyfooting around it, Obama's announcement from refusing to take a clear stand for months really rallied a lot of gay rights groups who have pushed him to support gay marriage and have been very disappointed in how he's come out. But he changed his tune. Here's a little bit of what the president had to say.
Malia and Sasha, it wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently. It doesn't make sense to them. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that prompts a change of perspective. At root, that we think about is not only Christ sacrificing himself on our behalf, but it's also the golden rule. You know, treat others the way you'd want to be treated. In the end, the values that I care most deeply about and she cares most deeply about is how we treat other people.
All right, so a little bit more on this. We knew there was a preview. I'm not necessarily shocked by this. The VP was all over the tube on Sunday saying that he was comfortable with gays marrying, and I think this was kind of a precursor to, geez, the president's going to come out with this. Tuesday, as all of you know, which was an election day and initiatives across the country of different sorts were voted on. And voters in North Carolina, which probably is going to be a battleground state this fall, approved an amendment to the state constitution actually affirming that marriage may only be a union of a man and a woman. So now you have a lot of Christian leaders who are slamming Obama to the ground on his gay marriage stance. Some of the more powerful leaders of the biggest religious denominations saying that they're very upset by the president announcing support for gay marriage. And Obama, of course, linked his decision to his faith in Jesus and the golden rule. You just heard him say the golden rule there. But religious folks across the spectrum blasted the remarks. He didn't have any religious people that I could find, and although there may be some, that were backing what the president came out and decided to do. Now, it is polarizing. It could be costly, but it could also, as I said, help the prez in a different way. And already financially, it has helped Obama because Hollywood is dumping a whole bunch of dough on the president for taking this kind of a pro-gay marriage position. And while it won't help him with swing voters, I can't imagine it's going to help with anyone who would be a swing voter, it will help in the gay communities. So there are a lot of Hollywood insider types that are jumping over themselves to pay for $40,000 a table for a private fundraiser for Obama at George Clooney's house. Now that he's made this announcement and supported same-sex marriage. So there's a lot of support there, lots of support. And, you know, for example, after he made the announcement, the television producer Norman Lear and his wife, who didn't want to give him any money, are now dumping in, let's say, $80,000 between them. I think he's going to raise a lot of money. But the position that he's taking is not going to help him, as I said, with the swing voter types in Ohio, Virginia, definitely North Carolina, probably Michigan as well. So a couple of things here. Where do you stand on this? How high would this rank in the things that you want to see happen coming into this election? What are the five big ones for you? If you made a list, because let's face it, we're all list people, whether you put the lists on a piece of paper or, you know, scribbling it down, that's me sometimes, or you flip it in a phone, man or woman, people make lists. You know, that's where you get the funny saying about the honeydew lists when women gave men lists of chores. Do they still do that? So we all have lists. I know you have a list. What are the big things that you think need to be part of the election? I will tell you this. This issue was not on my list, not on the top five list. It was not on the list. And the interesting thing is, you have to remember, this still goes back to states and what the states decide to do. It's interesting because the president supported a lot of other initiatives like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, for example, a decision not to defend in court a federal law that was designed to as an alternative to gay marriage. And he stopped short of supporting gay marriage, saying that his position was evolving. He kept talking about personal things, talking about his daughters. He kept saying about them and growing up and that the First Lady was involved in his decision and joins him in supporting, you know, gay marriage. But he really used religion, too, and mixed it in, especially with the Golden Rule comment. So do you think his commitment to this tanks him in any way? Or no, it doesn't really do anything, because if you were to look at a top five list, how many people would actually put this on a top five list? Could it cost him the White House? Could it cost him the White House? I mean, how many Americans are opposed to this idea? And those that would call themselves Democrats, let's say, that say, okay, you're going to take that gamble and I'm going to go the other way and I don't care who is running against you. There's no way I am going to hit the touchscreen for Obama, because I just can't go there with the marriage thing. Will it pay off? It's paid off on the left coast with fundraisers already. People are really coming in with some pretty big bucks. And even the president's spiritual advisor came out and said that he was disappointed in gay marriage, was not happy that the prez decided to say this. Mitt Romney clarified his position and said that marriage is between a man and a woman. Wouldn't it be interesting if it actually all boiled down to this and it turned out to be a blunder and a hindrance to this president rather than something that set him apart and helped get him elected among Democrats and independents? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Hang with us.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is May 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,2950. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,70.25, $8,35.13 for a half ounce, and $4,17.56 for a quarter ounce. $16,70.25, $8,35.13, and $4,17.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Evolving on this gay marriage thing. Will this be the biggest gamble in political history and tank his bid to be reelected for another 4 years, or will it elevate him? I'll tell you what, it does put this front and center, and any of these gay rights activists or leaders that don't get behind the president, man, if I were Axelrod, David Axelrod, and Robert Gibbs, I would be so after them. Because if anything, he would need support in that neighborhood, if you know what I'm saying. So my top five, to be honest, I would say jobs, debt, taxes, so much of it, the economy, right? Jobs, debt, taxes, energy would make my list, because we got to start thinking about what are we doing here. Come on with the pipeline, come on. Open up this drilling. It's ridiculous. And illegal immigration would be fifth on the list for me. Jack sent an interesting list from Australia, and he says national debts, number one. Immigration makes his list two, illegal immigration. A 10% fair tax. I'm for a fair tax or a flat tax. I've talked about that before. He also says protecting American jobs and penalizing companies that have moved and moving jobs offshore. I think that's good. They need to lower the corporate tax rate. If it were 25%, I think that would help that, but we'll see. And also ending all foreign aid, which is a big Ron Paul thing. That's exactly what Ron Paul says is the big problem. And he's right, because there are places that we're supporting that we don't need to be doing that. Daniel is listening to us in Michigan. Let's go out to Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi, actually.
Oh, Mississippi. I'm sorry. That's me. I just saw the initials. Hattiesburg. I like Hattiesburg. I've been through there many, many times. You got some great food in Mississippi. Gumbo, none better than there.
Oh, I definitely agree. I mean, without going all the way down to New Orleans. Who can beat it?
Yeah, I agree. So what do you think? Does this sink his battleship?
I don't know if it sinks it, but it's definitely a good distraction, which is something he's been emphasizing on more than anything else, is just coming up with distractions after distractions from the real issues going on with him. I think that's all this is.
And you know what? You're right about that, because you heard my top five, and most people would have some kind of similar top five, taxes and debt and all the other stuff, jobs and whatnot, and the gay rights would not, gay marriage, would not make a top five list. We're drowning in so many other things, and this issue has been around for a long time, and really it's on the backs of the states anyway.
It really is. I mean, I agree with what he said, and I think that this was just a calculated ploy, because I believe there's a lot of people who feel this way, but the bottom line is, it's nowhere near beginning to be important.
Yeah.
With our shit pairs.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Good caller, Daniel. Call us again in Mississippi. Anybody else in Mississippi, feel free to weigh in, too, just like Daniel, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or you can flip us an email at americatonight.net. I mean, this really was a huge story coming out of Washington, but as Daniel said, a lot of this is distraction. I guarantee, if I could be a fly on the wall, we used to do a segment, and maybe we'll bring it back once in a while, called Fly on the Wall. If you could really be turned into a fly, like that movie. Remember Jeff Goldblum was in it? It was kind of freaky. But if that could happen, you were in a giant fly, but a small one, and you could hear a conversation between any people, what would the conversation be? And I would like to hear the conversation between Obama's campaign people, the real true war room guys, Axelrod and Gibbs, and how they strategize with him over what he should come out and do, and how this could be pretty powerful, or if nothing else, take everyone's mind off of taxes, problems with anything happening in Washington. You see what's going on with the whole student loan thing, that doubles what's going to happen there. Plus, they know that there are some shoes that could drop, because remember, you still have the health care challenge, the oral arguments that were heard before the Supreme Court, which will be made public, the decision, in June, and the Arizona challenge to their immigration, their tough immigration law, which tough tiddlywinks, it really wasn't tough, but they didn't like it, so the Justice Department challenged it, wasted a whole bunch of your money, my money, and the taxpayers' money in Arizona to go and fight a state over this. Then it goes all the way up the chain, which we knew it would. It's been 2 years. It's in front of the Supreme Court, and they have already heard the arguments on that. So there's two big bombs that will come out in June. So do the math. That comes out the end of June. You got July, August, September, boom, you're into the conventions. So you have to come up with a few other things. And maybe in weighing the choices, throwing that out there, could there be enough people that would back Obama, would say, yeah, you know what, good for him, or, you know, think completely differently, that you saw what happened in North Carolina. It's probably a battleground state in the fall election. They approved an amendment to the state constitution affirming that marriage could only be the union of a man and a woman, so, you know, here we go. He comes out, boom, says this, and maybe there's enough juice out there that it helps push him over the top, at least in some of these preliminary polls anyway. And you think of what we were going through, the money spent, and I care more about the bloodshed because you know how I am with the troops, and all of you, for that matter, feel the same way. That you can't say enough about the sacrifice that's been made over and over again. Now with Afghanistan, we're going to be pumping $5-6 billion still into their economy, into training, security, and their police, their version of police forces there. And that goes on down the lane to 2024. And the pullout of the 88,000 supposedly is pretty much all done by 2014. So the money on the wars And are we getting war reparations and ultimately what happens with Iran? I mean, there's a zillion other big things that are out there in the wind. We never really address the jobs thing. The unemployment figures are phony because there's so many people who just give up. They can't find anything. They just give up, so they're not even listed. And there's so many people that are underemployed in this country. As many people have found good jobs, there's, you know, just as many people that, through a company leaving or whatever else, have lost jobs. And the debt, which is a crazy number, $16 trillion and counting, the taxation problems. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of things that we're dealing with. And so this was pretty odd timing. I think calling it a distraction is true. No matter how you feel about it, it is a perfect distraction. Perfect distraction. So there have been some people that are throwing out a couple of things on the on what the president came out and said, and just it happened on ABC. There was like a special report, happened late in the afternoon, and he told Robin Roberts that he supports gay marriage, and Robin Roberts is a gay woman who's on ABC's, you know, Good Morning America. All right, to be sure, we have a couple of other things coming up here in this hour of America Tonight, including the Justice Department going after Sheriff Joe and the big leak. We heard about the bomb attempt the other day, and how did all that information leak out? There's an investigation into that. How many ongoing investigations do you think there are between the FBI, the Justice Department, and the committees on the Hill? If I were just trying to take a guess, I'm going to say, what, 100? It seems like it's like pass the potato. All right, we're going to investigate. Every time someone squeals, we're going to investigate. So we're talking about that coming up on the flip side. Also, what's up with the big diss from Putin to Obama? He's just newly back in power, the Russian president, and he told our president by phone that he's postponing their meeting and he's not going to be attending the G8 summit in Chicago, or the G8 summit at Camp David. He's not going to go to it. So why? Why is he staying away? That's a huge question. And something that might affect many of you, mail in a rural area, the post offices, many of them were set to close, but guess what? They've decided they're going to stay open. They're going to stay open. So if you get mail delivered to your house out in the country somewhere, don't worry about it because it's still going to be delivered. How about that? So stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
To overcome the new superbugs of today, Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a response. resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Why can't they just leave Sheriff Joe alone? I don't understand it. He knew he was going to be a target, though, because he got too close. You know, here's the thing. Once you get the Justice Department with their backs up, they're going to come out clawing. We saw that already in Arizona with the challenge to the Arizona law, SB 1050. But regardless, it's the law that would have allowed police officers and others, when they stop people for various things, to ask if they were in the country legally, which pretty much is, let me see your driver's license, right? I'm always asked for my driver's license. Aren't you asked for your driver's license? Doesn't that pretty much spell it out? So now you've got Jan Brewer, the governor, who's dealing with the Justice Department, and ultimately that's going to be the Supreme Court's decision after 2 years. Now they're suing Joe for Arpaio, Joe Arpaio, the sheriff there, for allegations of civil rights violations, they say, including the racial profiling of Latinos. I can't get used to Latinos, because what was wrong with saying Hispanics? What was wrong with saying now we can't say it's not illegal aliens, it's not illegal immigrants, it's, what is it, undocumented folks, I think I heard when I was in Los Angeles. So anyway, I digress. The U.S. Justice Department is looking for an agreement requiring Arpaio's office to train officers on how to make constitutional traffic stops, collect information on people arrested in traffic stops, and reach out to Latinos to assure them that the department is there to also protect them. What? Now, nobody has ever stopped me and say, I just want you to know I'm also here to protect you as well. So Arpaio is denying racial profiling and is claiming that allowing a court monitor would mean that every policy decision would have to be cleared through an observer and would nullify anything they're doing. Plus, you're talking about more money. Who's paying for this? So the Department of Justice told the lawyer for Arpaio that his refusal of a court-appointed monitor was a deal-breaker that would end settlement negotiations and result in a federal lawsuit. So here we are. The notice, it's called a notice of intent to file civil action, and that came on down on Wednesday from the assistant U.S. attorney in a letter to Arpaio. Basically, his lawyer gets the letter. So the bottom line is, that's it. They're going after him. The feds are going after him. So Sheriff Joe defended himself with this pending lawsuit. He held a news conference. He said, if they sue, we'll go to court. And then we'll find out the real story. He says there's lots of miscommunication that's coming from Washington. They broke off communications. Boy, it sounds very mysterious, just like what's going on with the governor of Arizona. And he says, same thing that she said, they're telling me how to run my organization. I want to get it resolved. I'm not going to give up, this is Sheriff Doe, my authority to the federal government. It's as simple as that. Remember, this stems back from a report they released accusing Arpaio's office of racially profiling and basing immigration enforcement on racially charged citizen complaints and punishing Hispanic jail inmates for speaking Spanish in jail. So there have been critics that are saying just let him resign. You know who the critics are? La Raza. That is the prominent, the granddaddy of them all, the biggest advocacy group for Latinos. So he's got all this criticism over that. And, you know, what's happening is that the Justice Department is pulling him in this direction where he can't, he's not focused on what he was doing before. I mean, he's built his reputation on jailing inmates in tents, remember, and dressing them in pink underwear. And he was pushing himself to voters as being tough on crime, which he was. And he was pushing the bounds of how far local police can go to actually confront illegal immigration. Now, why would he do that? He's not in New Jersey. He's not in Illinois. He's not in Michigan. He's not in Mississippi. He's not in Florida. He's in a state that is such a border state and riddled with so many problems. As I was telling someone today, and I double-checked on this because it's still happening, there are so many dead people, John Doe's, if you will, and Jane Smith's, meaning unidentified bodies of people trying to come over across the border, even still, even though the numbers are down, that they have bodies piled up in makeshift trucks, in frozen trucks that are freezer trucks, because they can't put them all in the morgue. They're overflowing with people who have died, who have been the victims of the so-called coyotes. And this is some of the stuff that they're dealing with in Arizona. I rode with the Border Patrol for a week, and I saw with my own eyes. We've had people on who have talked about it that have nothing politically to gain by it, have just simply said, this is what I've seen. It's not a political issue in this case to me in Arizona. It is a serious, serious, scary thing. And whether there are fewer people coming in, it's still a big problem there, a huge problem. So they're going after Sheriff Joe. Going after Sheriff Joe for what he was trying to do to make up for the lack of what the federal government was doing. But it's a great question. The question is, for any of you, have any of you had to deal with this overwhelming problem? Maybe not in your neighborhoods, but maybe you are dealing with it. What do you think is the right course of action? Because it's on my top five. It's on my top five list of things that I care about, that whoever's president, they need to deal with it now and stop messing around. You see, that's the thing. You notice the issue that the president came out on, which would be a huge distraction, versus what if we heard more about what's happening with illegal immigration, real votes, real reform, real policies, and we don't because it's just too sticky, especially with the Hispanic vote, so much of that vote necessary for whoever is going to try to win the election on either side of this thing. Okay, I got to throw this out here, too. And you can throw in your 2 cents on it, too, by the way. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Don't be shy. Come to the phones or flip me an email at americatonight.net. The feds are conducting an investigation into, as I was making the smart comment, how many investigations of investigations are happening. They're doing an investigation on who leaked the information about the Al-Qaeda plot where there was the explosives that would have been detonated on a U.S.-bound airline flight. And who, you know, where did this leak come from? It's the latest move to crack down on leaks. This is the big thing. The transparency that's not really transparent in the current administration, they want to know where these leaks are coming from. And so the whole thing is, you know, they're supporting this proposed legislation that would shield reporters from having to identify their sources, but at the same time, they are in their seventh criminal leak case that's been opened under this administration. So, because they want to know how the Associated Press and some others disclosed the terror op by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and saying, you know, that it's unacceptable. So the reports that Al-Qaeda had completed a new non-metallic underwear bomb last month that would be suicide bombers actually could have used and not been detected, that how they uncovered it was through a double agent, and we've talked about this a ton, working for the CIA and Saudi intelligence agencies. So the would-be suicide bomber turned over the underwear bomb to Saudi Arabia, and they gave it to the CIA. The double agent was, you know, taken away to safety, and he came up with the intelligence that helped the CIA kill Al-Qaeda's leader, who died in a drone strike last week, and one of the leaders, Fayed Al-Qaeda, who was killed. So what's interesting is, trotted up before the House Judiciary Committee, the FBI talked about, the head of the FBI talked about examining the explosive device and saying that the scheme that was hatched in Yemen demonstrates that it's essential for Congress to have some kind of counterterrorism tools that were out there in 2008, because it's like everything in Washington has expiration. It's like milk. Everything's expiring. Student loans are going to pop up. Now, here we go again. Now some of the things that they need, the FBI with counterterrorism, that's expiring, so you've got to do something about that or not do anything about it and then have problems because there's things the FBI won't be able to do. And the White House is just clearly focused on who leaked the story. We want to know who leaked the story. How did you get the story? Because nobody was supposed to know that. We weren't releasing that information. And the AP said that they were careful and deliberate in their reporting and their decision to publish it. They had the information. You got to be first in the news business. So if you have it first, you are going to use it. And they used it. And the White House folks were upset because they were going to release it in their own time if they were to release it. I guess the one thing is, so this happens, but what does it mean for future bombs? Because it's all about the bombs. So the feds investigate this leak with this Al-Qaeda bomb plot case, but don't you think in Al-Qaeda they're going to try to come up with something different, since the FBI will try to come up with a way to detect this form of bombing with the new materials that they're using? All right, we're turning it to the B side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What does the B-side mean? Oh, one big thing, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, so easy, just go there, trust me. And look on the front page, you'll see a little icon for Contest Press 4. If you download or get that app, you can have an Android, an iPhone, or just a regular old flip phone. Get Press 4. Once you have Press 4, you got great ways to get in touch with us on America Tonight. You just use press 4. They'll ask for the keyword, and you say, America Tonight, call. And they'll call. You could be in your car, you could be at your house, wherever, and it'll call. That's during the show. Then you could say during the day, America Tonight, rant. And you could have your rant, let it fly. Oh, it feels so good. Like some idiot decided to turn on the sprinklers right when I was walking by their mansion with my dog, and it was like we were at a car wash. That would be a rant. Our pal Jack had a rant, and since he can't use Press 4 in Australia, I'm going to read his rant to you. Jack would have said, used it, talking about, used it, can't get movies, music, TV shows, watch online TV like Hulu because of region locking. That was going to be his rant. So he has problems getting information. What, Australia is like, well, I don't know, a third world country now? We have communications in Australia down under. We have shrimp on the Barbie. I mean, come on. So anyway, so don't waste any time. Get to us on Press 4 because of our big contest. You could win an iPhone. And if you already have some crazy, convoluted, cockamamie contract that you're involved in with your cell phone company, no worries. You'll get $199. You can't beat that with a stick. I wish I was eligible. I wish someone would send me $199. You know, that's like mailbox money. You get it. Oh, $199. What am I going to do with that money? All right, speaking of money, it was Money in the Bank that Vladimir Putin was going to be the Russian president again. He decided he's not going to show up for next week's G8 summit at Camp David. So what's the rub on that? Well, number one, when he was running for president, he trashed the U.S. government throughout his campaign and accused Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, of pushing unrest inside Russia during the election. He was blaming her for the problems. So Putin's absence means that instead the Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, is going to the meeting, and they're doing this whole job swatching, you know, switching thing. Swapping works, yes. And Putin not being there could mean a couple of different things. You know, Medvedev has a much better relationship than Putin with Obama and all the administration. And Putin says he'll catch up with the president in June on the margins of what happened at the summit. That's what he's going to do. So he's not going to attend the G8 summit, but he's going to meet with the president of the G20 summit in mid-June. So what does it mean? It means that there is a chance for, I don't know, cooperation because of all the tension that there's been between Washington and Moscow. And there was a lot of tension surrounding the Russian elections. People forget that, but there was a lot of tension there. So Putin decides to punt. He says he's got to set up his government. He's done this before. How many more moves does he have to make? I mean, I have to set up my government. And you think of the government and what you have to do when you have somebody coming back into a power. Imagine how difficult that is. I'm going to say, not. He didn't want to come. He didn't want to come. Vladimir is probably going to show up in November. And why? Because as Obama said, I'll be more flexible. Remember? He made that remark that was caught off mic. He thought he was off mic, but he was actually on mic. For that reason, I think Donovan Madsen has used all of his mic to pull the dungeon out so we can shove Putin in the dungeon. Just
this
for fun.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
That dungeon, and we'll talk to you later. We like Medvedev better anyway. I mean, here's the thing. Could there be a more narcissistic leader than Vlad? Yeah, I think he takes the cake, without a doubt. And he's a guy who, I picture him one of those old James Bond flicks where he's the old Soviet Union guy. That he is. If he could go back, if he could wind the clock back, that's where he'd be. That's where he'd be. He'd be one of those guys. He'd be the Cold War dude. He would. So now that Obama is in this lame duck mode, I guess he's got to wait until after the election. And that's probably what it is. So Vladdy bid on that. Okay, we'll wait till after the election. And then we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And remember, there was also well, most of the tension was probably because of the election. I think it was mostly because of that. But Putin did this on purpose, please. He could have easily gotten on a plane, and he could have easily made the move and come to the U.S. So I guess they'll meet somewhere down the line after that one summit is probably what they'll do. I mean, Putin's too busy, for goodness sake, lifting weights, riding horses with no shirt on. I saw a picture of him recently, and he was playing hockey. And there were, like, three beautiful women next to him with medals. It's like, is he giving himself medals now? That's what's happening here? He's always in a sports-like position whenever they release pictures. And whatever it is, whether he's swimming, jet skiing, smashing a golf ball, it's like all about sports for Putin in any of the official press. It's so funny because it's the opposite of American presidents who they'll show themselves on their vacation, but they don't really want that to be the image overall. Not really. They want to be in that suit and they want to be seen at the White House or busy running around looking as if they're solving every single problem that we have. So the last thing they really, really want is to be seen playing a lot of different sports and giving themselves medals like Putin. And instead, they're focusing on what's really, really happening. All right, this is just too funny. This might be the blunder of the week. And for all you Canadians, and I love my Canadians who listen to the show, and because we flipped our number, a lot of people are still trying to find us, like Al in Canada and Sam in Montreal. If they're listening to us, hopefully we'll hear from them again because they always added some great comic relief. And there are others, too. Do you know that Canada's new $20 bill has naked women and twin towers? So what do you think that's about? Why do you think that the $20 bill, their version of the $20 bill, is that? And you know what really it is? It's a picture of a World War I memorial. So that's the thing. It doesn't really tell you the story, but if you look at the bill, that's all your eye is drawn to. It's very weird. There's three naked women and the World Trade Center towers. Is this a hoax? Is this for real? What is this about? They said the government was upgrading the monetary system, so it features the memorial in northern France, the largest memorial or monument overseas for Canadian soldiers lost in the First World War. But a lot of Canadians think the bill showed the Twin Towers and three topless women, along with the head of state, Queen Elizabeth II. So you have to decide. I'll have to post a picture of the bill on the website, and you can decide what really is going on there. I don't think it looks like the Twin Towers, but I could see how from far away you would look at it and you might think that it does. It does catch you by surprise. You do look at it initially and think that's, my goodness, you think that's what you're seeing. But I have a feeling that the finance minister and the Bank of Canada governor, Mark Carney, would not be holding up the new $20 banknote. And even though some people think it's pornographic, like me, they probably need to adjust their glasses.